Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe DeCamera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I cry it out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath, and will you let me say, let me say. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Frisk. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. Should the Eagles have traded AJ at the deadline? 79% say no.
No.
Should we continue to do the Fantasy Football League update when all our teams are bad? Here is Buzz, Commissioner Buzz.
All right. We're going to get into it right here. Spike, we'll
what
start with
that?
You.
What? Would you cough before you started talking?
All right. All right. All right. I'm just excited, Jack.
Okay.
Spike taking on number 5, Yoshi. Spike with a chance to prove Yoshi is indeed a fraud, as everyone generally seems to agree. Can't do it.
Nah.
No. 0 from Garrett Wilson.
Yeah.
1.3 from Christian Kirk.
Yeah.
-3 from the Niners defense.
Yeah.
Josh Allen, JSN, Tyler Warren basically came together to get Spike 87.
Yeah.
But he loses 142-87 at the hands of Yoshi.
My team is decimated.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, I don't know what to say anymore.
Well, Ricky Pearsall might be practicing this week.
It's too late.
Yeah, well, he's Jerry Rice in your world.
No,
so.
He is the fourth wide receiver. Imagine if Ricky Pearsall was your fourth wide receiver. And all the targets he would have had.
Yep. With a real quarterback now, too.
Not a real quarterback. You kidding? Mac Jones, you're faster than Mac Jones.
I think Mac Jones thinks.
Okay.
My point is that anyone could run that system, and Brock Purdy's nothing special.
He was the number one rated quarterback in the NFL.
Congratulations.
What do you mean congratulations? That's all you want from Jalen, right?
Yeah.
Winning Super Bowl, not enough for Jalen.
I want stats. I don't want Super Bowls.
Well, Brock Purdy brought you stats.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. All right.
Let's get into Jack's team, the peanut gallery over there.
Yeah, let's address the elephant in the room.
Yeah, it's time. His team finally arrived this week. 38 from Jahmyr Gibbs, 23 from George Kittle, 19 from Devontae Adams.
Not bad.
Got 146. Too bad he was taking on the number one team in the league.
He
this
said
week.
He got 155.
Yeah, that was
He's
fake
a liar.
News.
That was my projection.
Yeah, okay.
At one point.
Good work. Well, 155 would not have been good enough either because he was taking on number one Marcus, who had 156.
Dude, I hate this Marcus guy.
Yeah.
His team's unbelievable.
Get him out of there.
He's a problem.
Yep.
He's a problem.
Yeah, but I'm looking at his squad. I mean, he scored 146 points with
156.
Like Jalen, 156 with Jalen Waddle, Chris Olave.
Olave
never shows up, and he showed
got
up
21
last week.
This week against Shaq.
Yeah, I guess it's an okay team.
Kyron Williams, 22.
They all showed up.
McBride,
last week.
27.
Yeah, he showed you're right. Up. This might be a Mickey Mouse team.
He proposed to trade to me for JSN. Should I trade him JSN?
Oh, just
want to ruin the whole league.
No.
I don't know.
No.
Convince me not to.
Well, the commissioner would shut it down.
The commissioner had better block that.
Well, he offered me two wide receivers for my one.
Yeah.
There's no way you can allow that.
We haven't had a trade in this league yet. I haven't had to make a trade decision in the history of the league.
Let me see what the trade is. Go ahead.
Well, I made the trade. I made a trade for Drake May earlier.
Did you?
Yeah, I traded Roma Duse for Drake May.
Nah, that's a good deal.
So he proposed the trade
in the last 2 years?
It was this year, Buzz.
Did you approve it, Jack? I didn't go in there and approve anything.
Yeah, I don't know. I might have.
So he offered.
He's taking commish powers over
here. He offered Olave and George Pickens for JSN.
It's not unfair, ridiculous.
Especially because I don't have anybody. Yeah. It gives me two guys.
You cannot give up the leading receiver in football.
What's Dustin from the Northeast going to give me to not trade JSN to Marcus?
To the number one team in the league.
Already stacked.
This dude is already scoring 150 a week.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. You're going to have to talk me out of it.
Let's get to Ike's team, who's taking on Derek.
Sparky.
Ike got 23 from the aforementioned Drake May, 19 from Breece Hall, 23 from Jamison Williams.
Man, 15, totally unexpected.
15 from Ashton Jeanty.
How about that?
Ike put up 110. Derek had 120.
Damn.
And Ike loves to do the who should I have played game.
Yep.
Woody Marks at 16 on the bench. Jets
who?
Defense. Had
Woody eight, Marks.
Woody Marks, Texans.
Okay.
I was iffy about that one, but the one I'm disappointed in after I actually put the claim in for him.
Yeah.
Is the Jets defense.
Yeah, and then you left him on the bench with 19.
I left him on the bench, yes.
Would have won the matchup. Would have absolutely won the matchup.
There were two fumble recoveries for touchdowns.
And I was so mad when I realized
special teams.
That.
Yeah.
You know what got the damn 9:30 game.
Oh, yeah.
I paid attention to that game and forgot to set the lineup.
Forgot to set it before 9:30?
Man, that's what got me, though.
Locked in on Colts Falcons.
Good game.
Yeah, you check on your former team.
Yep.
See how the boys are doing.
Takeaways from the week. George, who may or may not still be with us, got another win this week.
Again, he's still,
not setting his lineup. He's still
Tucker
winning.
Tucker Kraft is on IR, out for the year, started at tight end this week.
Dude,
he's still won.
He's going to win the league, and we don't know if he's alive.
I'm actually rooting for that now.
How is nobody who knows him heard this and reached out to assure us that he's not passed on? He's not passed or in a coma.
Or something has happened.
Well,
he got a win, 148-124 over Ricky. Bam set a new record low in the history of the league, and this is including a league where teams don't set their lineups all the time. Bam set a full lineup at 55.
Whoa!
55 points.
What was he looking at?
Oh, come on.
Jack.
Come on, man.
He can't stop doing it.
Dustin beat him by nearly a full 100, 152-55.
This is after Bam put up 150 on me last week.
Yep.
And he was chirping.
Wow. Emotional letdown spot. He needed to beat you.
Seriously was.
And Ike is officially on elimination watch.
Oh, no.
He needs to win out and get tons of help to uphold his playoff guarantee.
Wow.
Yeah, I do.
One more loss and you're done.
We're watching. We're monitoring this. We are.
All right. What's the top five?
All right. The rankings here. Yoshi, he stays at number five after his big win over Spike.
Yep.
Four, Ricky falls down to number four because he lost to George, who's not setting his lineup. Number three is RC. He moves up, beating Tony. Mickey Mouse win, 99-82. Dustin, he stays at number two. He beat Bam, 152-55. And Marcus, after his big win over Jack, 156-146. He remains the number one team in the league until further notice.
There we go. I mean, has there ever been a time in the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League where nobody from the show made the playoffs?
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, because I made the playoffs every year.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I know.
And I'm going to make it this year.
Sure.
Are you?
Yeah, okay.
You're going to win out. Need everyone ahead of you to lose.
Yeah. I'm not betting anything on that for sure.
So I was like, really? Is that what you're going to do? You're going to make the playoffs? Oh, big boy? All right. Thank you, Buzz.
Appreciate it.
When is your next appearance here on WIP?
This coming Saturday, hosting 3-7.
How many times are you going to tweet about it?
Once. Okay. We've been through this again.
One time per show. It makes Buzz so mad.
Yeah, because I get lumped
it
in
should.
With...
It should. Yeah. It should make you mad,
well, no,
Buzz.
Yeah, because now he can't tweet as much as he really wants to tweet
well,
out.
Time, no.
Spike's actively holding him back.
He is.
And it makes him so happy, too.
Well, Spike thinks that I'm Jolly, who tweets about his Saturday show on Tuesday.
Well, you don't have to take shots at Jolly.
No other host tweets about their show that far in advance.
Well, all right.
That's true.
All right.
Well, Jolly's getting everybody ready.
Yeah.
For his 11 o'clock Saturday spot.
Yeah, Jolly time.
Come on, man.
All right, Buzz, get out of here.
See you guys.
All right, brother.
215-592-9494. We have three zeros here on fantasy teams, and I'm going to tell you about three zeros at Colonial Hyundai. Now, it's not the people. That's not the cars are. He's not a zero. It's three zeros for you. Zero down, 0% financing, zero stress at Colonial Hyundai. All right. Get enough. Zero down, 0% financing, zero stress at Colonial Hyundai. So I'm guaranteeing you zero stress. You got that. That's a given. You have your choice. Brand new Hyundai Palisade, Santa Fe, Tucson, any new Hyundai, you have your choice of zero down or 0% financing. And of course, everybody gets zero stress. Colonial Hyundai, always given the top dollar for your trade. Recognized for awarding highest trade-in values in the Delaware Valley all the time. A guaranteed $6,500 for your trade. Guaranteed. Guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed. And every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. No chaos. No pressure, no stress, and your choice. Zero down, 0% financing. Route 30 in Downingtown, online at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only. Offers can't be combined. Lease Tier 1 credit through HMF. 10,000 miles a year, 20% down. Plus first payment, tax, tags, and fees. See dealer for full details. Jack, I want to do high hopes. I just don't feel like we have time. We can do it tomorrow, right?
Yeah, we can do it tomorrow.
I'd rather just do it tomorrow and give it a segment because there's so much juicy Philly stuff.
A lot of Philly stuff.
Dabrowski and Harper having a convo.
Yeah.
You know, Harrison Bader maybe wishing us farewell.
Scoops Caney putting some cold water on that. Yeah. Much appreciated.
Let's make sure we do that.
Maybe Bader was the tutor. Yeah.
Was Bader here when the fart happened? I think it was pre-Bader.
No, because, Stubbsy was up.
Oh, you're right. Good point.
So that was September.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Herb?
Give me some coconut juice and some white juice, Mr. Ike Reese.
What is that?
Coconut juice and white juice?
What is that?
And
Ike
I
juice.
Want the Ike white juice. Ike juice.
Oh, Ike juice.
Yeah, no, not white juice.
Sounded like he said white juice.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. What are you getting into today, pal?
Yeah. Let me tell you.
How many sports radio phone calls you made today, Herb?
From the morning show, they're all talking about A.J. Brown. Forget about it, okay? First play against Detroit, I got two plays for him, okay? The wide receiver screen, and I want him to run it right down the sideline, okay, for 40 yards. Or I'm sending him a go route similar to the one that 88 caught. Okay, in the second half of the game. Let's go and get the guy going, okay?
Okay.
I'm getting tired of these people understanding football, okay? They call up and all they do is complain. You won a Super Bowl, man, last year, okay? I remember guys talking from the national media to the local media back in November, December. They were saying, man, Saquon's having a hell of a year, but I don't think he's going to do it next year like this. It's hard to repeat 2,000 yards plus. I mean, you know, but it is what it is, man. You, We won two Super Bowls in the last 7.5, 8 years, whatever. Let's chill. You know what I mean? Let's let this team have their time. You know what I mean?
What does that mean?
It's 1 week at a time.
One week at a time. You know what it means, Mike.
Every team we play, it's a different game plan. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Are you gonna make your way up to plan. You gonna go see
and
Steve
Ike
Devlin this week?
That.
Hold on. You gonna go see Steve Devlin this week at your sinus or what?
Dude, I was up at King of Prussia today. I just got done. I didn't have time for that right now. You know what I mean? I'm going to get up there. Don't worry.
Let us know.
I might get up there the week before the playoffs. So, you know, it is what it is, man. I'm just getting tired of these guys. They call all day long.
Wait a minute.
Same.
You're tired of the callers
AJ.
Doing the same stuff?
AJ.
Oh. You're tired of them? You're tired of the callers? All right.
There ain't nothing wrong with AJ. Is AJ pumped up? You look at those muscles, okay? You understand what I'm saying, bro?
I do.
But
not.
He's in good shape?
Yeah, you see he's pumped up, right?
Yes, he has muscles.
You didn't see that he didn't lose any muscle, did he?
Okay. What are you talking about?
His waist is tight. Okay?
Oh, wow. You checking it out?
How's that ass?
Yeah, how's his backside?
Yeah, how's his rump?
What kind of...
The guy's in shape, man. He's a football player, you know?
What does that have to do with getting the football?
Well, yeah, get him the football. Have whatever you got to do. Give him a jet sweep. Give him whatever.
Well, if he ran jet sweep.
Let him run a reverse. Get him into the flow where he wants to be in the flow. You know what I mean? So whatever.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? You do what you want to do.
Were you bothering Trey Thomas last night?
No, it wasn't.
Man. It's not weird.
I know Trey Thomas because I know Trey Thomas when he used to bring his black hummer when he was a rookie. He knows. Had brought in Locust outside the double tree. He knows me, dude.
Yeah, you had the guy trapped at the bar for like an hour.
Oh, no.
You lied. Like, I mean,
no, I said that. I watched you.
Mike is lying, Herb. I agree.
I was talking.
You spent the whole players' lounge over there. I saw you.
You didn't even know what I was talking about.
I know, but I also yelled, Herb, leave Trey alone.
No, I didn't hear that.
No, of course you didn't.
No, why would you?
Trey's one of my guys, man.
Yeah, I know. You guys are close. What's his number?
Him and Runyon. That's one of my guys. Come on now.
Okay.
All right.
You know?
Yep.
Yeah.
He played for Ray Rose and he played for Andy Reid 10 years.
Yep.
But thanks, Wikipedia Herb.
What's for dinner tonight, Herb? What are we cooking?
I'm getting some Chinese food now. I'm going over to the gym for a little while.
Ruin it with a nice plate of.
Yeah, go to the gym and then get some Chinese food.
Yeah. What's your normal Chinese food order?
I don't know. Every time it depends. Shrimp. Lobster, scallops, lo mein, whatever.
All right.
Well, there's no way you're getting lobster.
Sometimes when I'm hungry, I might have some, pork, you know, like spare ribs.
Oh, there you go.
Boneless spare ribs. They cut
kinda
it up nice and thin.
Little shrimp toast
defeats the purpose of a rib.
Ike, you know what you call it is... I heard that thing with McCoy and Joy Taylor's going to be the MC.
Oh, man. You like that, don't you?
You should
like
go.
That, don't you? I agree.
Yeah, no, I don't. Yeah, but I know you do.
Can we give Shady your number?
I would fly out there just to go to see her.
You should.
Understand?
Yeah.
You
the
should.
The only thing is, I probably got to work that weekend.
Oh, that'll do it.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Well, I thought you had a big paycheck coming, $1,600.
I did. It was $1,500.
What'd you do with it?
After taxes and after 401k. My check this week was probably like $2,400.
Hold on. You still paying it to a 401k?
Yeah, I put 401k in there.
You're like 80.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to put. I'm saving up so I can go to – I want to go to Japan next year, bro.
That's what you're using
your
401k
on going to Japan.
I might go to Japan and I'm going to wait. I'm waiting to see where the Eagles are playing because they might get another
game. Might play in Japan.
Yeah. And Europe, not, you know.
All right. We got to go,
Herb. There's a game this week in Madrid coming up.
We got to go.
Amazing.
All right, brother.
All right, Herb.
We got to end the show.
Yeah, all right, Herb.
Yeah. All right, Herb.
All right.
Jack could tell I wasn't feeling Herb today, so he was trying to soften it up. In there.
Yeah, I mean, man, you just ignored Herb.
Well, yeah, fasting just... Spike and Herb. Man, lethal combo.
Well,
I know. Yeah. He's been making calls.
Yes.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. I know.
Yep.
Yeah.
You didn't realize you're ruining a good thing, man.
Very, very protective of our little show here.
Little show, yeah.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
We had Shady McCoy on the show, but I was thinking about you the whole time. Miss you, boo. Spike texting Kiko Alonso during the show.
Oh, wow. That's a poll from yesterday. What a weird call that was.
It was. Getting grilled about Kiko.
Yeah. I barely said anything about Kiko Alonso.
That led to a 15-minute discussion.
Yep. What's next?
Jack during the Shady interview. Jack 5 seconds after the Shady interview. Did he actually deserve that second ring? 215-592-9494. Tim in Newark.
He didn't even play a snap.
So what?
I'm just saying.
What's next?
Springsteen fans like to pretend they're all steelworkers. Country fans like to pretend they're all from the South. And Limp Bizkit fans like to pretend they're middle-class white guys who are so angry at... Wait, what are they angry at again? Jack in the producer booth.
That's a good one.
Youth rage.
Yeah, why?
I don't know.
90s seemed like a good time.
They were a good time in retrospect, yeah. But they're not really a 90s band. What's next?
Why does Baldy always sound like he's being interrogated when Spike simply asks him, "Hey, Baldy, what's going on?" Mark and Modco.
Yeah, I got to stop doing that. He seems taken aback by it.
It's like all of a sudden he's doing something he's not supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know. Maybe I'm just, watch tape.
He doesn't want... He's like, hold on, is this a trick question?
Yeah, I can't just go right into the Jalen Phillips question. I have to say hello first. But he's always,
I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
Don't look into this.
Wouldn't me. What's next?
Spike got me madder than a Peter with two Peters, and those two Peters have two Peters too. Justin in Tennessee after Spike said that he hates country music and anyone that listens to it.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't say anyone I did who not listens say to that. It.
Most of my country music impression was just my Justin impression.
Always.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. What's next?
Do you call sports radio shows with a specific opinion? And when that opinion's exposed as asinine, you pretend that you're talking about something completely different? Join OG Wade for the new Odyssey podcast, My Point Is This. Alex in Lancaster.
That is his bit. He really did have three different points. He said, no, you don't understand. That's not what I was saying. What I was saying was, my point was...
I know.
Yeah.
He's hard to pin down, that OG Wade.
It's a big night on WIP tonight in that it is the return of ESPN.
Ah.
Go Birds Evenings, ESPN, Elliott Shore Parks from 6 to 8. His special guest this week, The Ringer's Shio Kapadia.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah, so that'll be exciting. I'm sure they will talk about the fourth down decision.
Well, yeah, Shield's good. Maybe even get the can Shield be our nerd guy about AJ Brown?
Oh yeah, breaking down.
He's not a film guy.
Yeah, that's
guy,
not what he really does.
He watches it, but he doesn't. I need somebody going. See what happened here?
We need Dan Orlovsky.
Yes, Orlovsky. But Orlovsky's not a nerd. He played in the NFL.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
I need Solak.
Oh, you want somebody who's not
just a nerd?
Yeah, Solak or Shield's guy Syed. I just need a 10-minute video showing me if A.J. Brown's good or not.
Right.
Come on, dorks.
Flyers Oilers, 7:30 tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man.
Oh, yeah. What you betting?
Well,
nothing.
Oh.
I finally ran out of my no deposit
stream.
Yeah.
Wah, wah, wah.
So I'll probably be sitting on that one for a while.
So ESPN is next. We will talk to you tomorrow. Remember, thank you for listening. Love you so much. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Jonah Cameron, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.